Well, time could be on our side. Hopefully for a couple injuries here in Philadelphia. Zach Wheeler, we need to get him better. And we're waiting news on Landon Dickerson. Joining us right now to talk to Phils and Eagles is Rhea Hughes. Rhea, how are we doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
There we go.
Yeah,
there we go. Sorry. Now we can hear you. Good morning.
You know what? I turned on a different mic over there, and I was just all of a sudden looking around going, where's my mic at?
Well, I thought it was my headphones. I was like, you're fine. It's me.
No. Operator error.
Yes, we can all hear you now. Rhea, how you doing today?
My finger hurts because I'm frantically hitting refresh on my phone.
I know.
Trying to figure out what's
every
going
two
on.
Seconds.
For Landon?
For Landon.
Yeah. So the practice last night, the open practice, yep. Landon Dickerson, and the video's out there. Some people were in the crowd taking a video. It looked
yeah,
like.
Yeah, it's really bright to not let the media people film it, but then have 50,000 people in
it. Yeah, it was kind of hard to get away from that one.
You can't stop them all.
There's just. Some things are just dumb.
So if people hadn't seen it yet, there's some video out there, people in the crowd taking a video of the play, and Landon Dickerson, it looked to me like he may have got stepped on by another lineman, and then he stepped awkwardly after that, and then he had to come off the field in a cart, which is never a good thing.
And so I started the show in a very positive manner. I was trying to be positive, Hugh, which, you know, is really not my strong suit.
But I like you're trying.
Exactly. So I said, he was sitting in the front seat, and I thought that was a positive
sign. That's a positive spin.
I agree with you on that. Usually when it's a significant injury, they're like sprawled out in the back.
Yeah.
Maybe it means he could bend his knee a little bit, right? Because he's sitting in the front with his knee bent.
I'm grasping.
I'm with you.
You said he's just probably trying to be optimistic.
Yeah, and this positivity is brought to you by the Mattress Warehouse, where you can find your perfect night's sleep at the Mattress Warehouse. MattressWarehouse.com.
Yeah.
MattressWarehouse.com.
I am positive no one does a transition like Hugh Douglas.
Douglas, I have to say, I worked with you when you first started out in sports radio. And my God, Angela would be so proud. I'm going to have to clip that and send it to him.
No.
Look how far he's come.
No, I remember that. It was one read. I butchered it. And I had to read it on the air. Everybody's like, what the hell was that?
It was highly amusing. It was highly amusing.
You've come so far since then.
Yes.
Good times.
That's my favorite thing that Kyle plays by him.
Well, we have so many.
I can't even get it out.
My favorite one with the ambiguity is when Ike at the end is like, come on, man, just spit it out.
What's wrong with you?
I think
what did Coach Fangio say? I can't even think of what I was saying.
That was recent. That was two weeks ago.
On a day-to-day basis.
Well, day-to-day, you give us more to talk about. All right, before we get to the Philly stuff, Landon, let's obviously hope it's not that big of a deal, but if he's going to be out a significant period of time, Rhea, how big of a loss would it be?
Well, it's huge. I mean, it's that side of the line is like a wall.
Yep.
I mean, you've got him and Mailata, and it's just, to me, it's huge. And listen, the backup offensive line actually played well on Thursday night, but you know they were going against Cincinnati's defense, which isn't that great, obviously, but they were still going up against, there were a bunch of first teamers out there on defense, so I thought they played well. But no, he's huge for Saquon. Huge for the tush push. I mean, it's. I said to you before we went on, you were talking about Zach Wheeler. I said, I don't want Zach Wheeler to be gone for the rest of the season. I'm willing to trade Zach taking a seat for 3 weeks for this injury to Landon not to be serious.
Oh, I'd do that in a heartbeat. Hugh, would you sacrifice Wheeler for the next 3 weeks?
Bring forth the sacrificial lamb.
To save Dickerson.
Yeah, man, because that listen, there are certain injuries that you can have on a team where you can still sustain.
The MCL.
Yeah, and it's
torn meniscus.
But
unless
for
you're
him,
Joel Embiid.
He's
as big as Joel.
Yeah,
sure he is. If he's out, that changes the running game a lot. I still think we'll be fine. I think we'll be a pretty decent team, but you want the big guy out there.
Can you get Mekhi back and switch him over?
Sure. I also think about the passing game pressure up the middle, like right in Jalen's face.
Yeah.
You know, like obviously the tackles are huge, but when there's pressure around the edge, Jalen can run around. He could step up. If it's right in the middle, that's That throws the whole play off. And I saw something this morning, Riyad. The last 3 years, only four guards have made the Pro Bowl every year.
And he's one of
those
four.
I mean, they paid him last year. I think at that time he was the highest paid guard in the NFL.
And deservedly so.
Agreed, right? He's
and it's
top
leadership
of the league.
Too. His leadership is massive.
He's a hell of a leader.
Oh, yeah. I mean, when he's out there yelling, I choose violence.
Yes. The pregame stuff is the best.
It's the best. So, you know, I got my fingers crossed.
Me too. As soon as we get news on Lana Dickerson,
At how quiet it is.
You know what I keep waiting for? This usually happens when there's maybe it's not that bad. You'll get someone who covers a team saying the Eagles, we're sending them for MRI, but they're positive or they're feeling it's not that big of a deal, right?
Yeah, like, I haven't seen that yet.
No, I haven't seen anything. No. And the longer this goes on, the more nervous I get.
And they're off today, so there's no media accessibility,
right.
So you can't ask questions, which... You generally, they don't tell you anything anyway, but you get a mood around the team. You're getting, they're going to break it to Adam Schefter today. I already broke it to him that he's having the MRI.
Yeah, and I think Schefter said knee, because in the video you couldn't tell, is it knee or ankle?
Yeah, we thought it was ankle in the beginning, and then but he said knee.
All right, let's get to the Phils. What's hit you the most after the weekend? So it was a great weekend. They swept the Rangers. Yep. The Mets can't win a game right now, so they're up 5.5 on the Mets, which is incredible.
Are you doing the same thing I'm doing? I'll have the Phillies game on, and if they're... And then I just go to my phone and go, let me see how the Mets... And I was like, yesterday, I went, man, the Mets are up 5-0.
Same thing.
And then Fransky, a couple minutes later, I'm listening to him. He goes, well, the Mets were up 5-0. And I went,
I think they were up 5-0. Then I saw they were up 6-5. And then I saw the highlight of the walk-off. Yes. And I was like, they lost again. This is amazing.
They're losing in dramatic fashion. And I couldn't enjoy it even more.
It's the best. And this could kill their season. I mean, they might just fall apart with all these losses. All right, so what's hitting you the most? Is it the 5.5 up, or is it what's going on with Zach Wheeler right now?
Yeah, no, I'm worried about Zach Wheeler, but not to the point where I'm like, he pitched yesterday. If they took the images, there's nothing out there. I think, remember in 22, they sat him for 26 games or 26 days?
It was right around this time of the year.
And it was right around this time. And I didn't like it because I didn't think there was an injury back then. I think they were, in my mind, they were trying to get his arm right. So it could be one of those things. So I'm not as, because I just don't think they would have kept him out there that long, you know, if they thought something was structurally wrong with it.
So it was almost exactly this time. So I pulled it up, 2022, he pitched on August 20th, and then he didn't pitch again until September 21st. So it was a month.
So. They sat him for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, would you sit him now?
100%.
Yeah, I would too.
Because you're probably getting Knoll's got, what, one more rehab start?
I think tomorrow he'll pitch.
Yeah, and supposedly he's pitched real well. And, you know, you're getting what you're getting out of Taijuan Walker, which is just, you know, surprising. Lizardo seems to have evened out a little bit.
I feel that,
I feel a little bit better about him. Sanchez is just ridiculous. Mm-hmm. You know, and Suarez has been okay. So... I guess you try to but you've got to. It's. I heard what you said earlier. You know, I'm loath to say that we can't win we can't win a World Series without Zach Wheeler
they need him.
They need him.
I mean, he's been so good in the playoffs. Yeah, they need him.
He just is, and just because of his mindset.
The tricky part here, and we were discussing this a little bit ago, is what if he doesn't want to go on the IL because he's. He wants to pitch, right? Like, he's admitted to shoulder soreness, but yet he pitched yesterday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, convincing him this is good for you and good for us might be a challenge.
Well, I think it all depends on how he feels today, because I think that's the biggest thing. Like you said, you got Nola coming back. So if he goes out there, if you ask him how he's feeling today and he said, well, I'm a little, you know, little sore or whatever, then say, hey, man, maybe you want to take some time off. You know, if no structural damage. Just take a little bit of time off. Nola's coming back. No, I think that's the best way.
How do we skip your next two starts?
Yeah. Well, that's a simple way to do it.
Then you extend it a little
bit. Yeah, Zach, you're ready on the IL. You're not ready to come back. I like that way. Let's go to the phone lines here. DeMond in Delco. Hey, DeMond. DeMond? What's up?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm here. Hey, good morning to you, fellas. What's happening?
Good morning, DeMond. What's going on?
Hey, listen. Not much, man. But the Phillies, I think we're going to be all right. Here's what I believe. All Philadelphia fans, we always treat our teams bad, especially when we're doing good. All season long, the Phils been one of the best teams in baseball. And here we are always doubting. I don't like that. And we just got a new closer. And my man Duran, he the bomb. I believe we should let Wheeler sit down right now. I agree with you, Kyle, when you said that. Sit him down right now. Sit him down now. Let him rest. What y'all think?
I think that's the smartest way to do it. Yeah.
It's what we just spent the past couple months saying.
Agreed. Yeah, we should do. Especially DeMond, that they have such a big cushion. You know, if they were up one or two on the Mets, it'd be like, you know, that's pretty tight. But they're up 5.5, and they're up 7 games on a playoff spot. So even if the Mets catch up, like, they have a pretty big cushion just to make the playoffs.
I think we are all right, fellas. I think we are all right. Now, what I'm scared of is my man Dickerson going down. Now, that's scaring me. The Phillies, I think we're going to be all right. But with Dickerson going down, I got to figure out, I'm trying to see who's going to replace him on the line or who potentially
that is a
got
very
to him on the line.
Interesting question. Yeah, and we don't know.
And we don't have, like, you know, 2 or 3 years ago when they drafted Juergens high, it was like they had a high pick on the bench.
Yep.
They haven't drafted a lineman since Juergens, I think, in the first 3 rounds. I'm trying to think who the lineman, because they've added a lot of defensive players.
They don't have
They really don't. Now, they have backups, but they're not, you know, pedigree players.
So Green, the guy they got in the trade for CJ, he's injured, right?
Yep, and he was a first-round pick, but he hasn't played one.
Absolutely hasn't played, by, you know, so they've got some guys. What do they still have there? They have Pryor.
Yeah, but it ain't Landon.
Oh, God, no.
It's not landing, boy. Yeah. That's the thing that's scary.
I think we're going to be in trouble, fellas. I pray and hope not, but I think we're going to be in trouble. Hugh, you quiet on there this morning, too, man. So I'm hoping I got your clue. I need to be in y'all fantasy league this time. That way, I can win it. But I think it's Dr. Phil. Is it Dr. Phil?
Phil is a good guess. Hey. We got a couple good doctors already. All right, DeMond, listen.
Dr. Phil?
It's not Dr. Phil. Now, we have a lot of spots left, so you got plenty.
Ask again if it's Dr. Phil. Yeah, maybe it will be.
DeMond will have another chance to get in. We appreciate how much he wants to be in the league. So we've gotten Dr. Huxtable and Dr. Phil so far.
Dr. Phil was a good guess.
Yeah. I was a big Dr. Phil fan.
I did not watch the show.
Yeah.
It just wasn't my kind of thing.
No, I just thought he was like funny. Like
We're talking about not the Dr. Phil. We're talking about from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That's who I thought he meant.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Uncle Phil.
Oh, that's Uncle Phil.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Dr. Phil was the doctor on TV.
Yeah.
Well, it don't matter because neither one of them was right. No. So it's okay. Like, well,
especially not Uncle Phil.
Yeah.
Not a doctor. That's who I thought he was talking about. What was he in the show? Doctor or a lawyer?
I think he was a lawyer.
Okay. Yep. It's funny that Hugh and I both
Esquire.
I'm the only one who went. It was the talk show.
Yeah, the bald guy.
Hugh and I both thought it was Uncle Phil.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah,
I was a Jerry Springer fan though.
Definitely a Jerry.
That guy
Springer
was.
Fan.
And we met. He came in studio twice.
Really?
Well, back I think we were on Willow Street. He was the coolest dude. One of the. Like, because that show was so crazy.
It was. It was ahead of its time. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And I saw a documentary on it as well. But he was just very, very cool when we met him. He wasn't nuts like the show was.
What did he do before he became?
He was a mayor.
He was a mayor of Chicago?
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati. That's right. Cincinnati mayor.
So he went from mayor of Cincinnati to hosting the Jerry Springer show?
Yes, he did.
That is a wild career track.
Yeah.
Wow. Let's go to Bam in Upper Darby talking about Zach Wheeler. Bam.
Bam. Bam.
Bam. Go once, twice.
Maybe he fell asleep. Wait a minute, Bam.
No, Bam,
what's up?
Bam, what are we doing?
No, my bad. My phone was on mute.
Okay. I got you. Yeah.
Bam, were you at the tennis match last week?
Yes, I was.
I saw you. I didn't get a chance. I had to get out of there after it was over, but I did see you.
He had on a dress.
Yes, he did have a dress on.
It was a cheerleading outfit, I thought.
Yes. It's still a dress.
Still a dress.
I was
clarifying.
I can't. I wish I could be in your fantasy league, but I can't. I'm in the afternoon show one. But if I had it, can I still make a guess?
No. Okay. Well, because, Bam, if you get it right and then the game is over.
You ruin it for everybody.
So,
I was going to say if I got it right, I would have gave it to my man Cowboy Jim because he did help
no,
me.
No, you're definitely not getting it right.
Thanks for telling
us. We can't
how you
do that. Hold on. I want to make a rule here. If you win a spot in the league, you can't give it away. It's not like a ticket to a game where you give it to Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim will have to earn his way in the league on his own. And now we're going to rig that against him, but
yes,
he's going to have to earn his way on his own. Bam, what do you think about Zach Wheeler?
I think we should sit him. You know, the last caller or two callers ago said that we got DeRon now. So I think it's a perfect time to sit him because it's going to be a long way in the playoffs. We want to parade down Broad Street, not go home in the early round.
Well, and then they don't need him right now to get to the playoffs. They might not even need him to next month to get win the division. They're up 5.5 games. And Bam, good phone call. They need him in the playoffs. I need him ready to go for game 1 of the playoffs. That's where my whole thing is the next month.
I don't think there's any harm in doing it. And the Duran thing. Yesterday, I'm listening to Fransky and Kevin Stocker, and I guess it's around the 7th or the 8th, and I actually hear Fransky go, Jordan Romano's warming up in the bullpen, and I was like, hell no.
I text
James, I go, they better not even think about it. I mean, it was just, I went, no, absolutely
Well, the
not.
Game was too close for Romano.
It was too close. At that point, it was still only 3-2.
They haven't seen him in a while, right?
Yeah. No, and I'm okay with that. Because I don't think...
We all are.
I don't think Marsh okay, added the extra run in the 9th, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm like, don't you dare do this to me.
No, he's a mop-up guy now. Yeah. He comes in when the game's a blowout. I want him nowhere near the game.
Did Jeff Hoffman really give up 5 walks yesterday?
I did see that, yeah.
And still won.
They still got through the game. Win. Yeah, right. That's a tightrope walk right there. So I just pulled it up. The Eagles, I'm trying to think of the last time they drafted an offensive line. Like, their backup lineman. Like, do they have anyone that they've taken recently? They really don't.
Keegan?
So Trevor Keegan, yeah, he was a 5th-round pick last year. The highest drafted lineman this year was a 6th-round pick. That was Miles Hinton.
Okay.
The year before that, Steen, but now he starts anyway, he's not a backup. And then the year before that, it was Juergens, who also was a starter. I mean, they haven't taken a depth offensive lineman earlier.
You mean Howie has done something wrong in drafting?
Well, I guess you only have so many picks.
And no,
you didn't take a guard.
Yeah. Well, it hasn't hurt them yet. They've had so much depth there. And I think they're built enough they could get away with one loss, but Dickerson is too big of a
loss.
That's
a big loss.
It's a huge loss.
That's a big loss.
He's got 500 picks in next year's draft. If it's long term, you might need to use that.
Well, I remember he had all those injuries in college, too. You just wonder how his career will age and how his body will. John in West Philly's up. Hey, John.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, John.
With Dickerson injury, I caught a little bit of whatever he had. But with his injury and stuff, I actually have doom because I think the one thing that's invaluable on offense is the ability to control the game clock through the running game and stuff like that. You keep your defense off the field. You know, you have to score less points if you score when you run the ball and stuff. So I actually hope he's okay. And if not, I hope we use them draft picks from next year.
What about this year, though?
You mean to acquire a replacement?
No, that's what he meant.
Yeah,
so I would, John, I would too. The only thing, I think it's tricky to trade. I mean, what team is going to trade a starting good offensive lineman before the season? You know, like, during the year, maybe a team will say, we're 2-6, we're going to give up, it's a trade deadline. But what team's going to...
A bad team.
Maybe.
That has a good player, probably. I don't know. You could sell somebody, but I don't know. You... Do something.
Yeah,
no, I think that's the biggest loss on the team.
Well, it'd be huge. I just like if you're a bad team and you have a young quarterback, you're still trying to protect that young quarterback. You know what I mean? It's easier to acquire like a linebacker
not
or a
Anthony
corner.
Richardson.
Boy, he's
yeah. That's what I was about to say.
My kid has no idea what he's doing out there. Taking that sack the other night—that was wild.
Pray for him.
Yeah, but, maybe a team like that. Yeah, it could be. I mean, they might have to. They may be forced to go trade for an offensive lineman.
Hopefully, even if it's like temporarily to get us through, you know, a month, I'd risk a pick because, you know, I don't know.
A month? No, that wouldn't do that. You don't do that for a month.
Well, a month from now.
You don't know what's going to happen down the stretch. Like, I don't.
You don't.
You can't keep getting away with bad starts. And we're already, you know, facing good teams with good passing offenses and stuff. And we already have question marks at the cornerback. So you don't want to start, you know, too much. Like
the corner is a frightening concern.
Of course it is.
It's like, wow, people went, it's Jamar Chase and T. Higgins. I'm going, you do know who they're facing.
CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. And
if we can just get the ref to take out George Pickens like he took out CeeDee Lamb.
And we play the Chiefs week two. We have Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua week three. They all have good receivers.
I think the most egregious thing that I saw from the preseason game was the fact that it was vanilla defense, and they couldn't tackle. That was the biggest thing.
Fangio said that's what upset him about Ringo.
Yeah, it was
gotta
just
tackle.
You can't. They just couldn't tackle.
Well, that angle he took was horrendous.
Yeah, listen, better corners than Kelee Ringo will get beat by Jamar Chase.
Sure,
yeah.
But you got to tackle.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you got to be. That was a routine play.
A 12-yard gain isn't going to lose the game for you.
No.
A 50-yard touchdown will. John, what are you thinking? Fantasy League, a doctor, a famous doctor, according to Hugh Douglas. Who is it?
Can I get something real quick on the Phillies real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. So it's ironic that, you know, our weakest part of the team, which was like the bullpen, suddenly becomes like a strength. Alvarado's coming back. You could burn his arm. So I'm okay with giving Willer time off. I feel like he need to take a page out of, you know, Saquon's book, you know, keep the main thing the main thing. Saquon could have, you know, tried to get the award and all that, but, you know, the Eagles sat him down. I think that's the thing that separates the Phillies and the Eagles. So I think they need to make the executive decision and protect their player. We all see, like, even if it's some, like, not anything major, there's something going on. So I don't know. Protect your player. And for the guest, I got Dr. J.
Dr. J.
Oh, that's a good guess.
Now, that's a great guess. That's right, guess. Not it, John, but it's the best guess so far.
Are you not amused with everybody's like, yeah, we're just going to use Alvarado? It's his punishment.
But that's,
yes,
basically,
no,
that's what
but
it
no,
is.
But I mean, it's
you're
like,
the diamond
it's like,
girl.
Just going to use it? And
don't knob. Everybody what? Get a turn.
You.
What?
No, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Well, he means
no,
it.
Saying,
the fact that you
know.
Mean it about Jose Alvarado
no,
just adds to
my
it.
My bad. I would have rolled him until he told me no. That's the first thing I thought about. Don't knob.
When was the last time you
lather Vaseline on me?
When was the last time you heard that term?
Don't knob.
Yeah.
You haven't heard that term?
Well, no, no. It's,
everybody
it's,
get a turn.
No,
it's not in the everyday vernacular.
No, I've heard the term. It's just I don't think it's used as much anymore.
No,
we're
saying,
bringing it back.
But it's funny because when you talked about it, so that was the first thing that popped in my head.
You know what's gonna? I'm gonna remember this when Topper uses them like 4 days in a row when he gets back.
Yeah, doorknob. Okay. Everybody get a turn.
I mean, I agree with the premise. Who cares about his arm? Yes. He got suspended. You're gonna pitch every game in September.
Completely agree with
I'm gonna save everybody else as Hugh Douglas is once again taking the show straight off the rails.
I didn't mean to.
I know.
Was not.
Sometimes
was not
you mean to. Intense. This time you do not. You did not.
Rhea lost it too. Yep.
You made me snort, okay? Just want to let you know that.
Have you ever heard Hugh, Hugh's famous snort on air?
No.
With Kyle.
Boy, Kyle. Why Kyle had those things dialed up so fast?
Though? I am literally crying.
Oh. We have an entire drop board of your nonsense. Yeah. Don't you realize this by now?
I'm just saying that was, you know, that's just the first
thing
I thought
about. Save the doorknob.
Jose Alvarado, the doorknob. All right, 215-592-9494.
Might have been my favorite appearance.
Yeah, this was fun. Rhea, thank you. We will
you
talk to you next week.
Day.
All right, we got a lot to get to. We will get to the latest quarterback rankings. The QB tiers are up at The Athletic. We'll tell you where Jalen Hurts came in and what they said about him compared to other Super Bowl winning quarterbacks. Plus, we come back, we'll talk about something Topper has been doing that we yelled about, and it's actually working out really well right now, including a different version of it we saw Saturday that led to a win. That is coming up. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Let me tell y'all what I did this weekend. I had me some pumpkin spice bacon, and it was good. I'm here to tell you, I had me some pumpkin spice bacon. I had some wine. So now I'm about to tell you how you can get some pumpkin spice bacon. This year, Hatfield is taking it to a whole new level with the newest game changer. Just like I said, pumpkin spice bacon, but it's thick cut bacon, warm fall spices with a touch of sweetness. It's bold, it's different, and it's delicious. Pumpkin spice bacon is available for a limited time at your local grocery store. Visit simplyhatfield.com for where to buy this delicious bacon. Hatfield, better care, better pork.